It's Wednesday. It's wild, and we're here. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and we've got Washington on the docket.
It is Washington week. Dave.
It is Washington week. We got a lot to get to today. Busy news day, Bo. As you know, the Eagles on the practice field, of course, preparing for this Saturday game, and no Trent Cole, as I'm sure Chris McPherson will detail a little bit more in depth, but your initial thoughts with Brandon Graham becoming the starter for this game.
You mean you never want to see a guy go down, and we hope that Trent gets back next week, but this is probably the one position on the roster where there is the smallest drop-off from the one guy to the two guy. I think Brandon Graham ready to step in and make an impact.
Amid reports, of course, unconfirmed, that the Eagles and Brandon Graham discussing contract. Brandon Graham expected to be, well, will be scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. Without further ado, though, and before we get to Sal Palantonio and some Cover 2 segments and a look around the NFC East, let's go to Chris McPherson, our 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Head coach Chip Kelly announced on Wednesday that linebacker Trent Cole will miss Saturday's game with a hand injury that required surgery. Brandon Graham will start at Cole's Predator outside linebacker position, and rookie Marcus Smith II will be rotated in as well.
Now, Trent has got is getting surgery today to get a plate, from what I understand. I don't know the exact details of what it is, putting his hand, so he'll be out this week. Brandon can set an edge. Brandon can rush a quarterback. He's doing a better job in pass coverage, and we've been really happy with him. I think he's really dedicated himself. I think has really played better from a special team standpoint in every phase we've had an opportunity to get BG on the field. I think he's done a really good job.
Man, it's crazy. It seemed like yesterday I can remember, being, the starter here. I mean, I'm just excited, man, just for any opportunity I get. And, I'm definitely going to make the best of this opportunity these last two games, and hopefully we can sneak in the playoffs.
Saturday will mark just the fourth game of Cole's 10-year NFL career that he'll miss due to injury. Kelly is not sure of Cole's status for the Week 17 game against the Giants. Now, the Eagles need all the help possible in containing Washington's weapons on offense. While fans are fixated on former Eagle DeSean Jackson, the team knows that it is more than just him.
We've got a really good challenge this week, and not only with DeSean Jackson, but with Garcon, with Reed, tight ends, Alpha Morris, a running back, and RG3 trying to prove himself. We're going to have our hands full.
If you're not aware of where RG3 is, I mean, he can hurt you with his legs and his arm. When we got to be really sharp in our contain when we rush the quarterback, because he's a different element than we've seen, except for Russell Wilson, and you saw what that happened to us.
Two players who were instrumental in the Eagles' Week 3 win over Washington were running back Chris Polk and wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Polk returned to kickoff for a touchdown, and Matthews had the first two touchdown receptions of his NFL career. Both players will look to make a similar impact this Saturday.
I just take what the defense gives me. I don't, I'm just, one cut, get upfield, and, especially in those situations, just take what you can get.
So they know about all of us. They do their film study. They do their scout report. So they're going to be ready for me for this game just like they were last. So I got to make sure I'm ready and go out there and make plays.
That'll do it for this edition of the 360 Update presented by Sports Authority.
Well, thanks very much, Chris. Boa, we've talked about this for several weeks here. The NFC East kind of has turned into what we thought it would be, with the obvious exception that the Dallas Cowboys in week 16 of the season are atop the division.
Obviously, last week's Sunday night game did not go as the Eagles wanted, but they still have certainly a chance to finish the season atop the NFC East. We'll talk about what they need to make that happen, and also what's going to happen when the Eagles play Washington this weekend. On the other side, my friends from the Eagles Beakley podcast, we go around the NFC East.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win? You win!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Market, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles 360. Time now to go around the NFC East. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, Fran Duffy in the Fan Cave.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. I'm Chris
Second
McPherson.
Place in the NFC East. That's what it's called now.
I don't know how you can rename it, but not going to be as catchy as
top half dude. Of the NFC East.
That's a good way to put it. So I'm Chris McPherson alongside Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy. We'll start with Eagles Cowboys. Cowboys win. They're now in first place. Dallas, you know, might have suffered a major injury, though. DeMarco Murray fracturing his left hand, underwent surgery, and it seems like the Dallas is still going to rely on him to play this Sunday when they play the Colts. You know, they still have Joseph Randle, obviously Lance Dunbar, but it would be a big loss to them if they did not have Murray or if he's not at 100% for this matchup.
I don't think it affects them that much. I think their running game is built more around the offensive line necessarily than DeMarco Murray. I mean, DeMarco Murray is obviously the best of them, but I think they'll still be able to run the ball with Randle and to a lesser extent Dunbar. Dunbar is, I guess, more of a pass catcher, but I think their offense will still be fine without DeMarco Murray, especially for one or two games. Hopefully their defense implodes against Indianapolis. That's my hope.
Yeah, and I mean, the big thing, too, is even if that, because there's conflicting reports, you know, whether or not Murray's going to play. If Murray does play at 50%, this is a guy who's had fumbling issues in the past, and playing with a bum hand, I can't imagine, would help rectify that. So I would agree with Bo that if Joseph Randle is the starter, that I don't know that there's too much drop-off. I think they're still going to be able to run the ball. But the big difference, look, the matchup of the game for Eagles fans is Vontae Davis, who's had a great year by all accounts, going up against Dez Bryant. So that'll be one of the matchups that really decides that game. We'll see how it goes. And if they're able to stop Dez and if they can limit that ground game, I have faith that Andrew Luck will be able to, you know, put some points up on that defense.
Do you remember the Hard Knocks thing when Joe Philbin called in Vontae Davis to tell him he was getting traded? And the first thing he wanted to do was call his grandma. It was just one of the most emotional things I've ever seen. Well, that's my drop-in.
That's your drop-in right there.
So, there you go.
So go Vontae Davis.
So Dallas is 10-4. They're playing at AT&T Stadium, where they've lost the four games this season, weirdly enough. So maybe that'll come into favor for the Colts. Colts, they've already clinched the AFC South. But they still have seeding to play for, so it's not an urgent game for them, but still... that matchup, Andrew Luck going against that Dallas defense, which did come up with three big second-half turnovers on Sunday night against the Eagles. Definitely the matchup to keep an eye on. Next to Washington. Washington, you know, obviously they're out of the playoff race, but they factor heavily because they play the Eagles on Saturday, and then they play Dallas in Week 17. And for them, it's like they don't have anything to play for except the role of spoiler, but you look at the quarterback situation. Robert Griffin III is starting this Saturday against the Eagles, and he's trying to play for his long-term future teams, if anything else.
And, you know, Jay Gruden certainly doesn't love Robert Griffin. He's not his first choice, so
no.
We're going to see how this week goes. He looked better to me, you know, anecdotally, last week watching that game against the Giants than he had in the past this season. A little bit better athletically, but we'll see. I mean, he's an X factor. Who knows what he's going to look like?
All the reports out of Washington over the past couple days are that Jay Gruden was assured that he would be back in 2015. I would say that for the players, that means, look, they have to prove themselves to their head coach, especially all the upheaval that they've had on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of these guys are going to want to prove themselves. I would think that these final two games are going to be important for all those guys. So I don't think it's going to be a pushover Saturday night against Washington.
So when the Eagles and Washington matched up back in week three, Washington was 1-1. Kirk Cousins was a quarterback. Ever since then, they've gone 2-10, and they currently have the number 5 overall pick in the draft, which they would actually get to enjoy the draft pick.
Wow, yeah. For once.
This time around. So, last but not least, the Giants. And
same as we say every week.
Yeah.
They're a one-man team.
It's Odell Beckham. So, this week, let's get the numbers. 12 catches, 143 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Here he is, ODB.
Do you think, is he one of the best 5 receivers in the league right now?
I don't know if you can go and put him ahead of some of these other guys right now yet, but I mean,
is he the rookie of the year?
That's what I mean. He missed how many games?
I think he's second.
Who do you have ahead of him?
Cody Parker.
There you go.
It's a viable option, but he's just outstanding, and he just beats you in so many different ways, and that's what makes him so dangerous. You saw the one touchdown where he's going to go up and beat you at the catch point, and obviously we've seen all the different grabs he's made this year. But then there's ones where he's going to get it in the short game and beat you after the catch as well. He's really probably one of the most versatile offensive weapons in the league right now. Has to be.
So Giants, 2 straight wins. They are 5-9 on the season. A quick look at the playoff picture. Eagles, obviously, it helped their case if they win both games. They are not eliminated with a loss unless Dallas were to win. Dallas can actually clinch a playoff spot this week regardless of the Eagles' victory if they get losses from the Packers and the Lions and they beat the Colts. So a lot on the line in week 16 of the 2014 NFL season. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East.
Good work, guys. Thank you very much. When we return to Eagles 360, Sal Palantonio joins us from ESPN, of course. But on the other side, some cover two, an outside perspective. Howard Eskin from Fox Philadelphia. Tim McManus, PhillyMag.com, talking a little Eagles at this 9-5 point. 2 games to go. What direction does the season take? We'll talk about it when Eagles 360 returns.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Rico and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win a VIP party for your office for up to 50 people at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at philadelphiaeagles.com/RicoOfficeParty. Sweepstakes open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Rico, the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back, and we welcome you back.
What a ride it was.
How was it over there?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have a good time?
I had a good time.
Okay.
Not as good a time as I'm having here, though.
Thoughts on Saturday and what the Eagles have to do to win this game?
I think they need to just execute. I think they're the better team. I think they have to not turn the ball over, and I think otherwise they'll be ready to go.
Good insight there. Bigger concern, offense or defense?
I would say offense. I want to see this offense get rolling. I think the defense will do a pretty good job against RG3 and Alfred Morris. I think the offense needs to execute and get those first downs, get the ball rolling.
All right, so we've found out what Bo Wolf thinks. Now we find out what some of our outside perspectives think. Tim McManus, PhillyMag.com, Howard Eskin, Fox 29, WIP, a sports, you know, mogul here in the city of Philadelphia. It's time for Cover 2 with Chris McPherson.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2, a big one here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. What happened to the Eagles? We're going to break down the loss to the Cowboys and look ahead to this Saturday's matchup with Washington. I'm going to do it with Tim McManus from Birds 24/7 and Howard Eskin, the king himself from Fox 29, also the silent reporter for the Eagles radio broadcast. Tim, I'll let you start us off. What happened on Sunday night? Eagles losing to Dallas Cowboys. Now one game back in the NFC East with two games to go.
It's hard not to get the image of Dez Bryant going down the sideline and catching those touchdowns out of your head. I think that's going to be one of the lasting images from that game. And I think that's what it came down to, is that you had a healthier Tony Romo that was able to execute and take advantage of the matchups on the outside. And that proved to be, you know, a big difference in this game.
See, Tim, to me, the thing is, I could have seen that happening back on Thanksgiving. And that was one of my concerns with Dez Bryant. But seeing the way the Eagles handled him on Thanksgiving, I said, Tony Romo can't do that. DeMarco Murray's not going to be able to do that. Bryant can't do that. Howard, what happened this time around? What was the difference?
Well, I'm going to go to the other side of the football.
Okay.
And when you get down 7-0, you can't go 3-and-out on your first series. Considering what happened on Thanksgiving, you know, they scored 14 points before the Dallas Cowboys could turn around. But that's not going to happen all the time. I just think the quarterback's got to have a better first series so the game didn't get out of hand. Now, the Eagles did take the lead. I get all that. But they exerted so much energy to get there, and you can't ask the defense to just shut them out for the rest of the game. Now, Dez Bryant certainly was a problem. I mean, it wasn't just everybody, and I know you guys, the part of the media, you guys.
I want to bring
Bradley Fletcher. Yeah. There's a combination of things that happened. Now, he didn't do a good job, but where was Nate Allen? You know Billy Davis is smart enough at times to double Dez Bryant. Now, there is a bad image to think about Dez Bryant scoring those touchdowns over Bradley Fletcher all the time. Somebody's got to help. The other thing I looked at, third downs, third and longs, I think have killed the Eagles the last two games.
Why? I think it's a very true point, but what's the reason?
Where do they go? You got the nickel and dime and all those things. Isn't that a lot of times Brandon Boykin's guy? And everybody seems to want Brandon Boykin to move over to the corner for Bradley Fletcher. It looks to me from looking at the games that they're going after Brandon Boykin on third downs.
So you say the media is blaming Bradley Fletcher, and you want to put it on Brandon Boykin, the guy that's getting like 20% of the snaps
No, I don't want to blame it on him. It's not any one person. That's my point. It's not just Bradley Fletcher. And to his credit, after the game, I mean, hey, listen, I had a bad game. But he's going, and most of the time, you can't cover. Nobody can cover anybody one-on-one in the NFL. Nobody. And when you don't have help, and a couple times he was supposed to and didn't, that's not a problem. I'm not saying Bradley Fletcher's not at fault. He didn't. I mean, you got to do a better job. However, third and longs in those, when it got up to be 21-0, there were a couple of key third and longs there.
And I think that's fair.
I'm not blaming Brandon Boykin, but that's one of the areas where they didn't get it done. I mean, obviously, there was more mistakes. Yeah,
all pieces of the secondary. I mean, one of the concerns coming in was, you know, will that be a weakness for this team? And a lot of that, I think, you saw the strength of the front seven was taking care of business for a big part of the year. And if they get pressure home, then that's just a common thing with football. You get the pressure, it takes the pressure off of the back end. And when they were left with a decent amount of time against a good receivers, then that's what you're going to get.
Last question here. Do the Eagles bounce back this Saturday against Washington? Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking them. I think that, you know, Washington is ripe for the picking here, and it's not a great team. The Eagles, I think, are a little bit susceptible and a little bit vulnerable than maybe we thought they would be at this point, but I think they can pull this one out.
Howard?
I don't have any question that the Eagles will win this game. In the last game against the Giants, I don't want to, you know, go against what Chip Kelly says one game at a time.
But we're different. We're not the players.
I know. But the reality is the Giants just want to get home. Nobody in the last game of the season who's playing for nothing wants to get hurt. They don't want to spend their offseason rehabbing. So you see a lot of those teams. That's why the Cowboys have to lose on Sunday and not the last week to Washington, because they'll be in the same situation. And I think the Cowboys could, and I think they will lose on Sunday, which put the Eagles back into it. But does that cure all the problems that the Eagles have going forward, even with that? But I think they'll win on Saturday. The Redskins are not a good team. It's a mess. Whoever plays quarterback is a joke. So it doesn't really, it's a joke. So it doesn't even matter.
He's Howard Eskin. He's Tim McManus. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us in this edition of Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, that's what the Philadelphia media thinks about this upcoming game on Saturday. How about the national media?
Well, funny you should ask. Sal Palantonio from ESPN in the NovaCare Complex this week, covering the Eagles against Washington. We'll invite him, and he will accept a studio appearance in just one moment. Sal Palantonio from ESPN on the other side when Eagles 360 returns.
Donuts, medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN Sal Palantonio. Talking a little playoff scenarios here. Eagles, you know the deal. We getting in or we getting out?
I think you're getting in. I like the Colts down in Dallas. Dallas doesn't play well at home. Dallas has got their running back, and the bone that he broke was in the ring finger. It's the longest bone in your hand. It goes from your wrist to your ring finger. It's this bone. I can't pronounce it.
Metacarpal?
Whatever.
Metatarsal?
You say it.
Okay.
But it's a very difficult bone to heal. Now, anybody who makes a fist, they'll see that this is the bone that stabilizes the hand. So whether he plays or doesn't play, it doesn't really matter. He's not going to be as effective if he plays. If he doesn't play, that's a big problem. So you got those two things. And then the issue of the Indianapolis Colts. Notice how I took the glasses off. That's a TV effect.
That's right.
Got
it's
that
a
make
good
you
effect.
Pay attention?
Thank you. I don't wear glasses on TV, but maybe I will.
You know, the Colts are coached by Chuck Pagano. He's a good friend of mine. This guy's a cancer survivor. He's a tough guy. Comes out of the Baltimore Ravens team. And he's a guy who's going to want his team to play hard. It's week 16. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's Andrew Luck. It's national television. If it were week 17, it'd be a different story. But this is a game that I think they will play hard. And remember this. Remember how Jim Caldwell took his foot off the gas pedal. Remember that with the Indianapolis Colts. And that team and that franchise was criticized, and deservedly so, for doing that. And what happened to that team when they took
They lost, right.
They went into the tank.
Right.
So Pagano's got an institutional memory there.
Okay, so the obvious other question is, Eagles got to win in Washington, got to win in New York.
Okay, here's the two things to worry about for these two games coming up. This is it, right here. One, Redskins are playing with house money. Jim Haslett is a blitzing defensive coordinator. They are sixth in the league in blitz percentage, 39%. They're always in the top 5-6. They're going to come after Mark Sanchez. They're not going to care. They're going to try to knock him out of the game. And Mark Sanchez did, I think, of all the criticism of Sanchez, and I'm not going to heap any more on him, because he did bring the team back to 24-21 in the third quarter. So I thought his blitz recognition on Sunday night was poor and needs to get better. And hopefully Pat Shurmur, Bill Musgrave, Chip Kelly, all of the coaches, Mark Sanchez included, they are going through all the permutations of where Jim Haslett can bring the blitz, and they're coaching him up. I think for the Giants game, it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm. Sal, Eagles have lost two games. They've lost their grip on first place in the NFC East, and this is a coach in his second year at the helm. What does this period of time tell you, looking into the big picture of the Philadelphia Eagles, about Chip, the coaching staff, the players?
Hopefully they haven't lost their grip on their confidence, David. That's the thing that I am concerned about. You know, when you got to get yourself psyched up to play professional football, because it's a game of passion and the heart. You know, as Tom Coughlin has been saying all year long, you got to play above your X's and your O's sometimes in order to accomplish things at this level. You may be good in matchups, but you got to want to in your heart to play. And so psychologically, I'm concerned about that. Last two games, offensively and defensively, in two specific games, they haven't played well. So I think they need to finish strong in these two games. And then let's reassess where they are big picture-wise. Mm-hmm. Chip Kelly hasn't been in this position since 2003. He went to the postseason his entire time at Oregon. At New Hampshire, the last time he missed the playoffs was when he was in Division I AA in New Hampshire in 2003, mm-hmm. 11 years. He's got a bad taste about this, too. So let's see what happens before we make that assessment. It's a good question, but I want to see next 2 weeks, do they make the playoffs? Do they play hard? Are they coached up? Is Sanchez – I mean, there's a million questions that we can ask, but I think the next 2 weeks will tell the story.
Your expectation for how Bill Davis will attack or lay off Robert Griffin III?
Oh, I think they'll attack him and try to flush him out of the pocket. You know, Robert Griffin III can't throw from the pocket. I think you get him outside the pocket, you can hit him. And the question is, you know, who's going to really play quarterback? I mean, for how long, and what is he doing down there? You know, Washington's a total mess. Even Jay Gruden's brother, John Gruden, said that. I'm more worried about, actually, the New York game than I am the Washington game.
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
All right.
All right, Sal. Sal Palantonio in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
My turn to chaperone.
Right, but you can do both.
How?
NFL Mobile is now free with the More Everything plan from Verizon.
I have Verizon.
Download it, and you can watch the game right here.
Come on, Miss Boogie! Oh, Helen.
Watch primetime NFL games on NFL Mobile, included with the More Everything plan, exclusively from Verizon.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco.
Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We'll hear in just a moment what's available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we close in on Saturday's game. First, Bo, some thoughts on RG3 at quarterback and how that changes the perspective for the Eagles defense.
Well, I think you want to make him a passer. You want to keep him in the pocket. Certainly his greatest strength right now is his mobility, not maybe what it once was a couple years ago, but he did look more athletic last week against the Giants than he has earlier this season. I think you want to make him sit in the pocket, be a passer, get to his second, third read. I think that'll make the Eagles defense
and
successful.
The question is, does Bill Davis unleash the blitz? Washington has really struggled protecting the quarterbacks. They've used three of them this season. It looks like a good matchup for the Philadelphia defense. Now let's get you caught up with everything that's going on here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On the Tech side, the Eagles know that the blitz is coming from Washington's defense. Ray Dinger talks about 30 years ago when the Eagles almost left Philadelphia. Shudder at the thought. And Brandon Graham ready to shine as he gets a chance to start for this Eagles defense. On the video side, the old school All-22, the body bag game when Washington came to Veterans Stadium. Malcolm Jenkins joins the Eagles insider and our press pass with running back LeSean McCoy. Tomorrow, I write about Cody Parkey. What a revelation he's been since joining the Eagles. Eagles readying for this critical game, a must win against Washington. On the video side, we've got crunch time with Trey Burton, Vinnie Curry, the Sackmaster, in studio, and we go behind enemy lines to find out about 3-11 Washington. Well, that'll do it for us today. Eagles 360 returns tomorrow at 5 o'clock. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us in Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.